There's something inherently unsettling about America in the 1950s, or at least the plasticine visions of 1950s America that have pervaded pop culture. Everyone from David Lynch to Tim Burton to Stephen King has looked beneath the manicured lawns and white picket fences of Eisenhower-era suburbs to find violence and hatred festering beneath. And I wanted to take a look at two recent films, both currently streaming, that similarly explore how mid-century ideals can be a facade for hidden horrors. The first is called The Vast of Night, now on Amazon Prime, which is one of those rare independent movies that truly feels like it was made by a band of outsiders. It's speculative sci-fi that's more concerned with listening than looking, and that's no doubt because listening is far less expensive than looking. The Vast of Night is the debut feature from Andrew Patterson, a commercial director from Oklahoma who financed the film himself and shot it in 4 weeks for less than $1 million. Patterson opens the film with a long conversation between precocious teenager Faye, played by Sierra McCormick, and local radio DJ Everett, played by Jake Horowitz, predicated on rapid-fire back-and-forth dialogue like something out of a 40s screwball comedy. This sets up the running theme of worlds established entirely through words, as Faye, covering for her mother at the town switchboard, starts getting calls reporting weird lights hovering in the sky. Then Everett hears from a listener who recognizes those lights because he helped cover up the existence of otherworldly objects while serving in World War II. And then there's the old woman living on the outskirts of town, who details how her young son was taken away by strange visitors so many years ago. The Vast of Night is a confined talkie movie, and during one of its chilling anecdotes, the screen even cuts to black and becomes, for a moment, like an old radio drama. This turns out to be an apt metaphor because it's a film about stories that have, for too long, fallen on deaf ears. Josephine Decker's Shirley, meanwhile, is just as concerned with Untold Tales, a film about repression that has been made with a jarring, feverish style. It's as if the movie itself, which is now streaming on Hulu, wants to break its characters from their domestic prisons. The always terrific Elizabeth Moss stars as the novelist Shirley Jackson, who, as the film begins, has resigned herself to drinking and chain-smoking all day and rarely leaving her Vermont home. Having become a cause célèbre after the publication of her short story The Lottery, Jackson is looking for material for a new novel, and she's becoming obsessed with the case of a woman who vanished from the nearby college campus, where her husband, English professor Stanley Hyman, teaches. Stanley, played by Michael Stuhlbarg, has invited his newest teaching assistant, Logan Lerman, and his wife Rose, Odessa Young, to stay with them for a few months, a change in routine that has Shirley unfairly directing all her ire at the 20-something Rose. The film regularly retreats into Shirley's addled psyche and anxieties, which are exacerbated not only by Stanley's flagrant adultery and moral superiority, but also by her writer's block. In Shirley's mind, that missing girl's face remains a blur, but Rose begins to fill that void and, in a way, becomes the character. That metamorphosis coincides with her own burgeoning friendship with Shirley, which goes from begrudging to warm and develops finally, possibly, into something more passionate. Like her last film, the art world deconstruction Madeline's Madeline, Decker plays fast and loose with permanence and perception so that reality and fantasy swirl together in discomforting ways. Shirley is inspired by the sadness of Jackson's actual life, but also by the gothic paranoia of her fiction. The world was cruel to Shirley Jackson then, it seems to be saying, but it hasn't gotten any nicer since. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.